Blog Talk Radio.
Keep doing your thing, because you never know. I might be sitting at home with a chicken bone, see y'all on TV. Now, wait a minute. I know them, you know.
Double O-W, double E, ooh wee. Looking for the sweetest hit. Well, we got the recipe. Been patient waiting for someone to show you.
We on the show
so
right
we
now.
Gonna show you how. We gonna break it down. We gonna break it down.
Oh, man. Hey, Al, they should have been singing the whole time live.
Exactly, man.
I got 10 engagements. If I go to one event, I got like 5-6 people, you know, booking me. Blam, blam, blam. And I'm just like, oh, my gosh, I'm independent. And I am doing, I'm independent. And I'm like, wow, I'm doing it like on a big scale. Like, I'm a real artist. I'm like, what? But, hey. I spoke.
You are a real artist.
I am a real artist.
Was written, and you know what? You know what? Because I'm so appreciative. You zeroed in right where I really want the reader to get. That's really the reason why I wrote the book.
I'm blown away.
I told God I would be faithful about the spirit that He gave me, and He wouldn't let me release it for some time. But if no one else gets anything out of that book, get chapter 9.
That's very, very simple. You know, I talk nice to them. They call me Daddy, AJ Disco. AJ Disco. 3 times. And I'm very sure. I don't do no physical harm to them. I just threaten to take the food, the clothes, and the home from them. And they act right.
I was just thinking maybe you might have to clean house or something like that, but that's great.
Well, back in the old days when I first started, I used to use the duct tape and the clothes hangers and all
that. Yeah. See, I thought that, because that's an old tried and proven practice.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard.
It's a national anthem. I make them all say before I put them on the street. They say, "We are Kaytico Girl, the one you heard about. We fight with knives and 45s and broken bottles, too. We are Kaytico Girl, so who the hell are you?"
Oh, mercy.
Who the hell are you?
Okay, I was just about to ask you that. Like, what genre would you say most of your music, I guess, is in? I don't want to put you in a box or anything, but what do you feel it most represents, your style of music?
Well, Ron Hill, who's one of my partners, and we formulate the Love Brothers. We've just finished our 4th CD as well. He lives in Virginia. He said it's a combination of jazz and hip-hop, which he calls Jip Jop, which I registered and copyrighted right away.
No, other than the fact that, like you said, I was sitting there. There was times when I was sitting beside him while he was doing his beats and everything, and I don't want to call him his real name. Taz has come a long way, and his music
thank you,
is...
Thank you, Jesus.
This is the voice, and as I said before, T-A-Z, host the show, man.
Good evening, this is Blog Talk Radio. This is your host, T-A-Z, first show of the year. Hopefully, this equipment online will work because I couldn't click nobody through. I had Tan Man on the line, and I couldn't click him open for the love of God, but he called me on my line, and I hope he's on. Tan Man, you there?
Yeah, I'm on.
What's up, dog?
Not much, man. Cool. What's good with you, man?
Man, nothing, man. I'm tripping because none of the controls over here working. And I have a good mind just to play one of your joints right now to make sure it works.
Oh,
I just got mad. I'm like, what in the world going on? And I can't even click. I can't click the help to talk to the help lady so she can help me because it ain't working.
Man.
But okay, I'm gonna ask you, what inspired you to start doing music?
I mean, I just wanted to give everybody a piece of like my life and what I be going through and everything. You feel me?
Right.
Yeah,
I noticed when I was on Reverb Nation, you were 6 out of it was 28,000 people from Salisbury, South Carolina. That's where you're at, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, you were number 6 on this. So, how did you get the word out about you? You perform or you sell? Of course, you selling CDs. Of course, I know. But how did you get the word exactly out about you?
Well, actually, y'all went through Reverb Nation. I've only done one show. You know what I'm saying? So, but basically, I just been networking and sharing my songs with everybody, all my friends on Facebook and all that. So. That's about it through Facebook.
And when you first started, how many years ago was it? Like 1 or 2? Don't tell me, dog. You just started like last month. I'm number 6 out of 28,000. I'm getting ready to say, dog. I need to know what you're doing.
on Reverb for about 2 years.
Right. So yeah. You've been doing music about 2 years.
No, I've been doing music for about 5 years.
Okay, cool. And you write everything that you do, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Who does the production?
I do everything. Master my songs, everything.
Dude, mastering and that. See, yeah, you do the same thing I do. Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. So I'm assuming. That because I went through it too. I'm assuming there was a lot of trial and errors going on at the beginning when you were trying to get the beats exactly right, trying to get it down exactly right, trying to get the sound and the quality exactly right. I know it was, right?
Well, I mean, I'm not right. At the time, I'm not using any of my beats. I've been getting some of my beats off of SoundClick from like Track Slammers and all them.
Right.
So I ain't really been messing with. I can make a couple beats, but I ain't really been messing with that. But as far as the mix and master and all that, I do that. But I'll be getting my beats from SoundClick.com.
Okay, cool. Because when you start, I'm gonna suggest that you start doing your own beats that way. You know, when you got your rights, you can put all the gravy on top instead of just divvying it out. yeah. You want all your gravy brown. You won't see no rice, white nowhere. You want the whole thing, bro. Focus on my grind. I'm going to try to play this song. What is it about before I play it?
Basically, it's about, like me coming up and, like, how people are and how they change you. And you just got to stay focused, you know what I'm saying? Can't let anybody break you down and stop you from what you want to do.
Cool. This is Tan Man. Focus on my grind. Yeah, I'm trying to play it. We might have to do this again. That's what I'm going to do because it's not working at all. And I've been, like I said, I've been on here. It worked on some of the clicks to get me to call in. But anything else, I can't open nobody up. I can't do nothing for nobody. I can't even close me off. I am sorry about that, Pan Man. I'm going to call the other person that's supposed to be on. We're going to schedule this straight next Thursday because I'm going to get the thing fixed. I am so sorry about that, dog, but call back next Thursday and we'll do this because I can't even end the show. I got to click out.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry about that, Cat, because the only song I heard you do was Dear Brother. I skimmed through the rest of them on Reverb Nation, and I was liking them. But I ain't listened to them all the way through because I wanted to hear them tonight. And doggone it, this thing, the site ain't working. And I'm sorry about that. But we'll reschedule it for next Thursday.
Okay, I got you.
All right, then. Thanks, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.